It's lovely to draw with you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. I've been very excited to start on this book.
Yeah, I flipped through it and there's some really quite interesting ones that you've got in here.
Oh yeah, which ones have caught your eye the most?
I'm quite tempted by like the lizard and the gecko, the reptiles.
Yes.
I never do them, yeah. But they're also like, you look at them and then I'm like, yeah, the amount of detail, I'm scared.
I guess it's just about like just starting in one bit, yeah. And then making your way across, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit scared when you said this one.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't drawn many birds either, so feathers are very new to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love doing white fur, for anyone that doesn't know. White fur is one of my favourite to draw. So I was like, maybe this time we'll do like the white, something white. And then I saw the feathers and I was like, I've never been a big fan of feathers till like recently.
Okay.
I drew the you may have seen the secretary bird that I drew.
Mm-hmm.
And then since drawing him, I've kind of been like, okay, maybe I kind of get bird feathers, but at the same time I still kind of avoid them.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why it'll be good to practice them in this book then.
Yeah.
So are you freehanding yours out as well?
I've already drawn mine out.
Oh, okay.
Excited.
Yeah, I haven't drawn mine out yet. I thought, how am I supposed to draw this out? So just sort of like taking it
bit by bit.
Yeah, bit by bit, block by block. And just trying to really get these angles in. I'll probably spend more time drawing it out than I will colouring it in.
Quite a lot going on, to be fair.
There is. It's definitely also more of a value study, isn't it? It's very interesting in terms of these dark shadows here and then these lights and then these little points here. It's going to be very interesting to see how it turns out.
Yeah. I always find... I know when I first started doing like white fur, white feathers, anything white, it's always scary to go dark because you just think it's white, you know, you don't think like, oh, I'm going to be going in with, I don't know, warm grey 6 or something.
Mm.
But you find like over time that actually you do need that warm grey 6, even though it's white fur and it's...
Yeah. No, when I first started doing white fur, I always struggled to not get it muddy. I think I used to add too many warm layers and it made it look very muddy.
Yeah.
And that's what I really struggled with. Did you ever find that as well?
No, because what I used to do was leave it the white on the paper.
Okay.
I didn't really know what I was doing for so long. I'd like putting my shadows, but again, they weren't dark enough. They were just kind of there to indicate that something's going on.
Right.
But
your contrast wasn't high enough.
Yeah. And I just wasn't, it wasn't colourful enough either. Like I'd just go in with greys and it was very, very flat and just, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many colours in white fur, isn't there?
It's crazy when how many you can get into it. I've just done a husky and like going in with pinks and browns and blues.
You just wouldn't think that there is that many because white fur reflects so much around it.
Yeah.
So obviously it depends on the reference picture too, but you will find most of the time that is very colourful.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about it. It's just, it's not... boring. There's so much to do and it's different every time and
that's what I think about black fur is basically the same as that, isn't it? It's so colorful and reflective and deep and beautiful. It's not black.
It's the exact same. I have to admit, I mean I do prefer white fur, but I'd happily do black fur alongside one.
I guess because you love huskies, don't you? So that's probably why you like the white fur.
Yeah, I get a lot.
Yeah.
What kind of colour do you not enjoy drawing? If there is a colour you don't enjoy drawing?
Probably the one I find the trickiest is like ginger fur, just because sometimes the ginger is quite like you look at it and you think it's ginger, but it's not, and it can be quite hard to find the right color combinations depending on the reference picture sometimes. And I think it really differs depending on if the picture's taken in the sunlight or in the shade or whatever. Like, it dramatically changes the colour and the gingerness of the fur as well. So I do find that quite hard to really capture well enough. Yes, yeah, so I always have to ask for so many reference pictures for ginger cats just to really make sure you're getting it, you know, ginger enough ginger, or not too ginger.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, because it's either, you know, some are, you don't want to be too pink, but then some are pinkier than others and some are more orange, some are like a deep reddy brown. And I definitely find it more brain power needed anyway.
I think my favourite of all time probably is a tabby cat to draw.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I think because they remind me of tigers, and when I was younger, I always used to draw tigers.
Yeah.
And then now I draw tabby cats. I've drawn more tabby cats than any other breed so far, which is quite funny.
Wow,
yeah.
Yeah. I've done, well, actually, when I'm thinking of the cats I've done, I've now done quite a few tabbies, but I wouldn't say I've done more like than anything. I've had a kind of a mixture so far. But when it comes to like dogs, it's definitely huskies are the one that I've drawn the most of.
That's funny, because I've never drawn a husky.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, that I've drawn a lot, I think, because I've got one.
Yes, probably. You attract the husky owners.
The huskies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've also never drawn a Dalmatian before.
Oh, I love drawing Dalmatians.
I did that Dalmatian dog eye with Holly Rebecca and on Alive. So I'd like to try out a full portrait at some point. But I've done a lot of Schnauzers. I get a lot of Schnauzer commissions.
And I love Schnauzers. I've done a giant Schnauzer.
Have you? Oh, they're sweet. I love their moustaches.
They're awesome dogs. Absolutely awesome. But there's so many dog breeds like that I haven't done and really want to do. And
what's the one that you really want to do then?
I want to do an American Akita.
Ooh.
I just love that they've got like these big round faces.
Yeah.
These little triangular ears. And I'd like to do one of them. What's another? I really want to challenge myself and do a breed called a Hungarian Puli. And they're basically, they've got dreadlocks, basically.
I really
want to try the challenge of drawing that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That sounds really interesting.
Because I've no idea how I'd tackle it, like how I would even approach starting it. But I just think it'd be a really fun challenge.
It's given me ideas for Pet Portrait Edition Volume 2. I could include lots of close-ups of different breeds of dogs and cats. It just requires me to find all the pictures.
To be fair, like, I'm lucky because obviously I do have my camera, so I have got a photo of a Hungarian Puli now.
Oh, dear.
Back for the weekend, so maybe one day I will draw it when I find the time. Yeah.
It's finding the time, really, isn't it?
And there's so many other things that I just want to draw and I've got planned, and it's just not having all the time in the world.
It's also because colour pencil does take a long time. So it's not like you can do one every day. It's like you spend like weeks doing one.
Yeah, and I like doing big pieces. I'll do a few smaller pieces, but I do like drawing quite large, so
no, scale is really nice to do it big.
Yeah, so it's one of those like trying to balance finding the time, and then do I do it just a bit smaller so I can get it done in a week, or do I do it a bit bigger so that I draw the size I like?
Yeah. Well, you might as well enjoy it if you're going to take that long over it. So well, just do it as big as you want. Who cares?
Yeah.
You only live once.
Exactly. No, I'll get it done eventually. I've got working on a ginormous piece at the moment, so we'll wait for that one to be done.
Is it a jaguar?
No, a leopard.
Leopard, yes.
Yeah.
I always get those mixed up.
I do. He's just under 82 in size. So he's,
oh, wow, that's very big then.
He's huge. So I'm trying not to start anything else till he's nearly done.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise, you'll never get back to it, I suppose. Yeah. It'll just take even longer.
Yeah. And I am enjoying it. It's enjoyable. It's a bit repetitive, but it is enjoyable.
What paper are you using today? It's
still the Fabriano.
Oh, nice.
I was gifted some Hannah Muller.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to try that out, but I totally forgot, so.
Next time, then.
Next time, I will try it.
Yeah.
Just see what I think of it.
Yeah That's sort of what I'm doing today, because I'm using the pastel mat, and the last time I tried to do white fur on it, it was so hard,
right?
Because I felt like it was just going too muddy again.
So
I'm trying it again today to see how that goes.
I've tried pastel mat, but I just cannot get along with it.
I think it depends. It definitely depends on what I'm drawing, because I loved it when I did the black cat eye.
Yeah.
It just went well, like, as well as a drawing could go, I think, especially the first time using some paper. But then I did the white and it was just really hard. So I think there's definitely a lot of thinking and technique involved with this paper. It doesn't work the same as other papers do. That I'm used to, because I normally use the Strathmore 500 series. And I normally like quite smooth papers.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like tweaking how you got your process a bit more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's just working out what you have to tweak. Yeah. Like, oh, well, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I'd like to get on with it, because I like the idea of doing the light over dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually very easy to do.
But I just, every time I've used it, I get so frustrated with it, and then I know it comes down to the whole, like, just got to keep practicing, and I tell everyone it's all about practice, but I just don't.
It's hard to have the patience yourself for practicing.
And I do. We were talking about comfort zones, and it was easy to fall back into them.
Oh, yes, yeah, because I was going to say, actually, in this book, there's hedgehog spines, okay?
Right.
And I tried to do them, and it was the most difficult thing. Here, look.
Yeah.
It's the most difficult thing I've ever tried. And you think, okay, so you can do like indent tool or on a razor or, you know, thinking about techniques. And maybe it was just because I was trying to time myself and it was the first time doing it, or I don't know. But it just didn't work. It just wouldn't work. So I will try it again at some point. It won't defeat me. But I would love to know anyone who is good at hedgehog spines. Just tell me, how do you do them?
I think, to be fair, I might try hedgehog spines with a drafting film.
Oh, yeah? And then it cuts away quite easily.
Yeah, just get the nice dark layers and then go back in and,
put
away the light a bit.
That's still a surface I haven't tried yet. I need to get some. What brand do you use?
I use Graphics.
Graphics.
I get it on Jackson's. It's like a massive roll, but you can get them cut down, I think. Massive sheets, sorry, not a roll, sheets. But I always get the double mat so I can work on the reverse side.
Oh, I see. So you work on both sides.
Work on both sides. So like any areas, like if I wanted these to be really dark, I could work on the reverse side because it's such a thin surface. It doesn't take as many layers.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would take very many.
Yeah. So you've got to be really light pressure. Really light pressure. And blending's not the best on it. It's kind of, you've got to be a bit more kind of accurate rather than just mixing on the paper.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you've got to use the right colour rather than trying to make the colour.
Which I don't particularly like. I like mixing and blending.
Yeah, same.
But it's an interesting shirt. It's very different to the Fabriano, so it's interesting. I haven't used it for so long, but I do have some.
Well, I might try it too. It'll be interesting to see how it works.
Yeah. It is a nice surface. Like once you get, like anything, once you get used to it, it's nice. It was one of the first surfaces I actually tried when I came to coloured pencils.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's not paper.
No.
So it's, like it's interesting to think that you'd want to use that first.
Yeah. I don't know, like, why I chose it.
Yeah.
It just seemed to be the thing that I found, and I was like, okay, we'll give it a go. And
yeah, that's very interesting. I think I used to use, well, obviously first I used printer paper
because
I didn't know anything about paper.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Dalla and Rowie.
Yeah,
I can't even say Browning, yes, that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was my first proper paper that I ever used. Dramatic difference from printer paper. Yeah. And then I moved on to Winsor & Newton. And I do still love Winsor & Newton. I think it's such a nice quality paper. And I like that it comes in, like the gummed pads come in specific sizes, which is so helpful when you're doing commissions because you're like, well, that's an A4 and that's an A5 and that's an A3. And then you just pick your piece of paper and you start.
Yeah.
It's so much easier and more formulaic. But now I've started using the Strathmore, which is all American sizing, so it's not quite the same anymore.
Right.
But it's interesting to use. I like, it's been such a good excuse to test out different papers, this book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I need to do. I need to try out a few, because as I say, I do everything on the Fabriano. I would like to give other papers a go and get out of that comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's good too. It'll push you and help you grow as an artist, won't it?
Well, that's it, yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get to a point where you feel like, I can draw anything and everything on this paper using these materials. What can I do now?
Yeah, that's it. And there is like, I find like with the, like going to the drafting film, I feel like sometimes there is limitations with this paper and I prefer, if there's other papers that I can prefer for different animals or whatever, might as well make my job easier in the long run.
Yeah. Like I do think like for the reptiles and stuff you were talking about, it might be good to have a smoother paper for that.
Yeah.
Because I did do a gecko in that pet portrait book.
Yeah.
And that was actually really fun. It went quite well. Like, it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be, and I free-handed it.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not as difficult as you think. Like, I know all the details can be a bit mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But if you just start and think of it as, like, okay, you're just doing this big shape, and now you're just doing this smaller shape, and then you just gradually, like, work your way down the layer of detail, then it's definitely less scary.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. Because I did the same thing, like, when I drew the black rhino.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I looked at that
and creases.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah. But it's like, as you say, like, when you just get started, you kind of figure out the ways and the little shapes that you're just drawing, and
So just what's your sort of technique with a rhino skin then? Did you find a new way of doing it?
Yeah, so I did my base layers. I got all the colours down.
Yeah.
And then I went in and added all the wrinkly creases.
Okay.
And blended it out into the colours. And I found that was the easiest way for me.
Okay.
So I kind of just ignored all the detail at first.
Yeah.
Added just every single colour I could see. And then...
As a block, his leg, and just his leg as a block.
Yeah, so he looks right, smooth, and then all of a sudden you start adding the texture and it starts looking wrinkly.
Ah, I see, okay. That'll be very helpful because I've got elephant skin to draw next for the African wildlife cover. I was just a bit like that it was my first thought of what you just said, to like just draw the colour first.
Yeah.
And then do the creases over the top. But I just wasn't sure. I was a bit daunted, so I decided to start the plant, the floral cover first.
It's one of those things. I think sometimes you just look at a photo and it's overwhelming, but once you get into it, it gets easier.
Yeah, definitely. So you also have to be in like the right zone as well. So I think sometimes if you really don't want to do it, then do something else and then come back to it. Because there will be a time when you're like, oh, yeah, I feel like I know how to approach this now.
You've
got to like background process it almost.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's what I do anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like to work on multiple pieces. So that if I feel overwhelmed by one, I can just move on to the other.
Mm. Yeah.
Come back when I'm feeling better.
Yeah. I guess that's sort of what I've been doing lately, because I've been working on my commissions as well as these cover pieces.
Yeah.
And I guess that is, even though I'm completing them before I, you know, go back and forth kind of thing, I'm still working on multiple. So it's helping me to be diverse. Interesting. I like learning different ways artists work. Everybody's different, aren't they?
They are, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. So what's your approach right now? You're going quite dark, aren't you?
Going quite dark, yeah. So the shadows have gone quite dark, but I'm getting my lights in now, and then I can bring in those midtones, and hopefully it'll balance out.
Because there's a lot of warmer sections, like this shadow is quite warm, and then this shadow is quite warm.
Got blue feathers.
Yes, exactly. So it's definitely a good mixture of like quite warm areas versus very, very cool areas.
Yeah.
We'll find. Maybe this will be good.
Chucking all the colours at it, basically.
Yeah. Rainbow feathers. Basically is, because white is all the colours.
So it is,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
What's the next one in this book? Do you think you'll try?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'd have to have another flick through. There's quite a few, I think there's a fox eye at the beginning that I quite...
Oh, yeah.
But I draw lots of eyes, and I just thought, doing these, I quite like the challenge of doing something different.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah. Because without sounding big-headed, like, I know how to draw an eye.
Yeah.
But they're pretty easy. Obviously, the fur around it is different, but the eye itself is... Yeah, I've got no issues drawing them. So it was kind of like, maybe I'll look at doing something different. I mean, there's some, you've got like foliage in here as well, which I always avoid. Maybe I'll do some of that.
I thought it would be useful, because if you are doing like a wildlife thing, normally, you know, you can do like the whole floating or a shadow or no background.
Yeah.
But then if you wanted to do a background, it might be good to actually practice how. Because it is very different to doing fur and stuff like that. So,
exactly. It is something that I don't tend to have much of if I can help it. Mm-hmm. Although I do like drawing snow. Like, give me a snow background and I'm fine. But give me grass, no.
There's definitely a technique with grass, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the years, I've sort of found it, but I remember the first time I did grass, I was like, how on earth do I do this? Like, there's too many blades of grass, and my grass ended up looking quite cartoony. But this was like 6 years ago now.
I feel like my grass just looks very stringy. Mm-hmm. I'll get there.
Yeah. No, it's just sort of working out your way of doing it, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Axel. No, sorry, that's my dog.
That's all right. Oh, he wants to join in.
He's asking for a walk. He has actually been out. I think it's quite a lot cooler here for us, so he's noticing it's cooler.
Okay. No, the weather has been disappointing the last few days.
Yeah. Well, it was raining all day yesterday for us.
So yes, same here. Yeah. Like, come on, summer.
Yeah, it's not had much of one, have we?
No. Well, I suppose that means that we can just stay inside in colour. Well, yeah. I will.
Could be worse things to do.
Yeah. I feel like my feathers are really yellow, but I think that's just because the paper's yellow.
Yeah. I think the camera's picking it up quite yellow as well. The camera's picking up quite yellow as well.
Yeah.
Go lie down. Go lie down. Yeah. Go downstairs. Go lie down. Good boy. Hopefully I'll settle. I think he's got a bit of an upset stomach today as well, which doesn't help.
Yeah.
Don't know what he's eaten, but it was gurgling away this morning. How many books are you planning to do? Quite a few.
Yes, I have 10. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I've started doing the covers for 10 practice journals. So we've got the pet portrait one.
Yeah.
This one, British Wildlife. Then there's going to be the African Wildlife.
Yeah.
Florals. So that's going to be like close-ups of flowers and plants and leaves and stems and, like, you know, proper close-up in-depth kind of things. Then full-on landscapes.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that would be really interesting because I've done a few commissions of landscapes and they're really fun. Like, they're just so interesting and so different and colourful. Like, I love colour, so I think that would be just a really fun, different one to do.
Yeah.
Then human portraiture, I thought that would be a good one because there's a lot of people that like to start off with humans, or if you get commissioned to do a human, it'll be good to practice.
Yeah.
And then what else? Marine life one.
Yeah.
Farm animals. Where's my list? Texture.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So like shiny bits and metals and fabric and layers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I love doing like reflections.
Yes.
I love doing reflections.
Yeah.
I don't get moving. Depends if they're wearing a collar or not. That's reflective.
Yeah. No, so that's what that one's going to be full of. It's just been so helpful for like trying to understand how to do certain things.
Yeah.
Rainforest one. So you can get some colourful birds in there, some monkeys, that kind of thing. And I think that's it. I think that was 10. Yeah.
Oh, no, they sound really good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm very excited about them. It's had such a big impact, I think, on
the
community.
It's like, because we don't... Like I say, like, my commissions are all like practice because you learn everything, but I think it's just like little studies that we don't really get chance to do. It's really fun to do.
Yeah, exactly. And because they don't take too long, you don't feel, I guess, guilty for doing them instead of a commission. Like, especially if you're short on time on stuff. And also they're helpful because I'm trying to really like think in terms of, okay, so if I'm drawing, say I want to learn everything there is about human portraiture, what is it that I want to practice? Like, it doesn't have to, you know, it's not all about eyes. It's skin textures, skin colors, like creases, no creases. And there's just so many more elements to it. So I'm really trying to make sure that each one, and they're all free reference images too.
Yeah.
So I've got to find free reference images for everything, basically. Yeah. So it does take time, but then it saves everybody else time.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to go and find the reference images. You could just flick through the book and think, okay, I'm going to practice that today.
Yeah.
And it just takes like an hour.
Maybe
2 max.
Yeah. I think I quite like the idea of like how you've been doing it, like using it to get practice to getting quicker. I quite like
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm quite a slow drawer.
Mm.
I like to take my time anyway. But it'd be quite nice to be a little quicker.
Mm. No, it's definitely helpful just to try different techniques and shortcuts, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how well this feathers are going.
I think I've gone a bit dark.
Yeah, I've gone a bit dark as well.
We're going to have to stick on that. So.
Let's see if I can use some white on here. I think the yellow is really putting me off. If I'd used white paper, I think it would have been a bit easier.
Yeah.
Here you go. That's looking a little bit better now that it's actually going white. I guess that's the thing with pastel matte, because it's not white. Or this one isn't white anyway. It sort of throws off your eye in terms of values and contrast. Do you normally like to work on really white paper?
Well, I use the Fabriano, I use the extra white, but it's not like a white paper.
Yeah, right.
It still has a bit of a creamy colour, but I've used other papers, you know, that say they're white, but they're definitely more creamy colour, and I don't like having that cream coloured paper personally.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're doing a lot of white animals and snow, it wouldn't necessarily suit you to have cream paper.
So is it like an off-white?
Yeah. So when you're doing something like snow, do you use the paper quite a lot as a colour?
No, I cover the whole paper.
Yeah, okay.
All in pencil now. Basically, it's just a lot of, usually snow's a lot of cold greys and blue pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, depends what it's reflecting, but it's usually quite a few cold greys.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to go straight in with my greys. I like to use that colour because I find if I use grey too much, you end up with grey snow.
Yes, rather than
white.
Like white fluffy snow.
So I try to like build it up with lots of colours and then use the greys after to kind of tone it all back down a bit.
I see. That's a nice system.
Yeah, like most for me, so
yeah,
works for how I like my work to look. Mm.
Yeah, I usually just go in with the shadows first,
yeah,
and then work my way lighter.
Yes,
normally, yeah, I do,
like, especially like white fur or anything, it's easier to bring those shadows in,
yeah,
and I've definitely gone too dark this time in my shadows, but never mind.
It's all a bit of fun.
It is.
It's not for a customer, that's okay. It went terribly, but don't worry because it's not any for anyone to see. Oh. I'd like to try this mallard duck at some point. Look how shiny and cool that is.
Yeah, it looks so iridescent, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I'm just trying to think how you do, how you make it look metallic. I've never done that before.
No.
Have you?
No, I've not. I don't even know where I'd start with that one, to be fair.
Yeah.
That with a black stripe around its eye, and then I get confused.
Yeah, but it looks like it will use lots of colours that I don't normally get to use. So
yeah. See, I'm not a fan of using green.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like the earth green in the Thermos, but I just find, well, I did a lemur, and there was a lot of green in that, and it kind of put me off using green again.
Really? What put you off about it?
Just the amount of green that I was using.
How
much?
You're just like white, don't you?
I'm not like, as I said like before, like my work, I find is colourful but subtle. I don't like it in your face, and I find like the greens and the yellows, they're just too bright for me.
Right, okay.
Maybe.
That's very interesting.
That's the thing I'm going with.
Oh, it's very interesting. Whereas me, I like the colour, the more colour the better, which is why I've added colourful backgrounds on my portraits now.
Yeah.
Because I felt like the white background was just too plain for me, like I wanted more.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I love that white background.
I like how we're all different.
Yeah. I've been asked if I'd do backgrounds, but I just don't see it ever being part of me. It's just,
Well, you've got to stay true to your style, don't you? And what you like doing, because that's why people commission you, because they like you specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Maybe one day I'll try, but for now, I'm happy.
Okay, it's looking better now that I've added the white. I think it stopped it looking too yellow now. It's just because of the papers throwing me off.
Yeah.
That's something to note.
But Axel, no. Go out afterwards. Go down. Go down. Axel, please, go downstairs. Go down. Bless him.
Yeah.
He's normally quiet because he's normally asleep, but I think when he's got an upset stomach or he needs out, he's just a bit noisy.
Everybody.
Usually you don't. Well, I'm going to say, usually you don't know we've got him.
Yeah. But last time he was just asleep, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's a really good dog, like, and so easy to live with, bless him.
Oh, I think it's turning a corner. It's definitely hard using different paper because things you normally do just don't work. Yeah. And you've got to figure it out quickly before it's all ruined.
Yeah, and then you can't bring it back.
Yeah, because there's only so many mistakes you can correct. Yeah.
Good enough.
You chose a hard one.
I did. That would be easier.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I think as well it's because the colours are quite subtly shifting in areas. So
very subtle.
It's trying to get that kind of contrast so it looks like they're separate but not too much.
Yeah, I think I've outlined mine a little bit too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I need some more darker values in here. It's very easy to sort of get lost in the detail.
Yeah.
And then everything sort of becomes one tone.
Yeah.
Then you've got to try and bring back the colour a bit.
Yeah, I think that's what I found, is it's some areas are blending in a bit too much.
Swan feathers, eh?
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll do another swan. Just yet.
Well, if you do a swan, like, really far away, so you don't have to all the feathers. It's a little white blob with a yellow beak. There you go.
Although you've got, again, I think it's in this book, the face of a swan, and even that is really textured, like the black part of his face.
Yeah.
I did look at that one, but I was like, no.
Yeah, I was thinking when I was making this, like, will these be too hard or just fun?
Yeah, I think it's nice though, the challenge.
Yeah.
It is quite fun.
I don't want to make it impossible, otherwise people won't finish it. It still needs to take, like, you know, 2 hours max.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll need another hour just to refine this one.
Well, we've got, I'd say, 15 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah.
What are you working on at the moment, apart from your book?
My new commission, which is two possums.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Never done a possum.
Neither have I. I'm very excited about it. I've just started it, so I've, like, just got the base layers down. It's, like, a mum possum and a baby possum.
Oh.
And it's very cute.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Picture.
Oh, I love when you get, like, different commissions.
Yeah, I've never had a wildlife commission before. It's normally a pet, but this is someone's, like, neighbourhood possum that always comes in their garden.
Right.
So they wanted a commission of it, which is really sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I like
that. I'm excited to... that should be finished by the end of the week.
Yeah.
It's an A4.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too big. But I'm going to try and do that thing when you sort of, like, because it's sitting on a fence. So I'm going to draw the fence, but sort of blend out the fence.
Okay,
into the paper. So it's sort of like, you know, it's on something, but I'm not completely drawing the entire background. So it's going to be fun to try and, like, get that balance.
Yeah.
Do you draw many backgrounds?
Depends. If, like, I've had, like, cats sat on sofas, so it makes sense to have, like, the sofa kind of added, but I do the same thing. I kind of blend it out, so it's there, but it's not there, because that's not what the focus is on.
Yes.
So I've done, what have I done? I've done lots of sofas and, like, dog beds. But that's really it. I don't tend to add much to the backgrounds.
Mm.
Although a lot of my commissions are more head studies at the moment. Well, I've got a few that are full body coming up, but there are a lot are head studies, so it makes it easy not having to include the background.
Yeah. Now, I remember when I first started, I didn't include the background for, like, full bodies or a shadow, so they just looked like they were floating.
Yeah. And
it's that thing you've got to learn, isn't it, when you first start, like, should probably add a shadow.
I'm sure that I've got a few out there without shadows, but quickly added them in.
I think my first ever dog portrait didn't have a shadow.
Yeah.
And it just looked a bit, like, floaty on a page.
Yeah, it's funny because you don't really think about it when you first start it out. And then it's one of those things that I think becomes apparent the more that you do, you're like, actually. I think like floating heads seem to be a thing when you first start out, and then you kind of think, actually, I don't like floating heads.
Do more cropped heads. I like floating heads if it's like multiples on a page.
Yeah.
I think that works quite well. It's a lot easier to do anyway for multiples.
Yeah, definitely. I don't do many floating heads. The thing, when I do my work, I like if, because I send my work out in a mound.
Yeah.
So I like my like the shoulders and chest or whatever to come down to the mount.
Yeah.
So they're not kind of floating on the page in that sense.
Yeah.
I've only got a few, depending on the photos. Like I've done a piece recently of a husky. And because of the angle of the photo, she was looking down. So I've had her kind of not floating on the page, like her chest kind of blends into the paper. And I like that kind of faded edge.
Yeah.
I do try to get it down to the mount if I can.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a nice composition.
Yeah, I just like that finished look, I guess.
Yeah. Have you drawn many of like multiples on a page?
Yeah.
From like separate photos?
Yeah. So I've done most dogs has been 4 from separate photos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done 6 dogs on a page, but that was 1 photo.
And that beautiful husky one.
Yeah. And then I'm currently working on 6 cats.
Oh, nice.
And they're all from separate photos. Mm-hmm. They're nearly done, actually. I'll be starting number 6 soon, so.
Nice, nice.
But it makes me sad, like, big pieces like that, because they take time, obviously. Like, by the time they're done, I'm just like, I don't want to send you off. I want to keep you.
Yeah, because you've got so much time. Yeah.
Like, you feel like
now.
You know the cats, and I'm like, actually, I quite like you looking down on me in my office.
Oh. It is hard when, especially I think when it's been a challenging one, and then you've overcome that challenge, and then you're really happy with it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to part with it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've had a few like that. And, like, when you get to know, like, the stories of the cats or the dog or whatever, I'm just like,
yeah. Especially when they're, like, rescues from, like, a bad home, and then they had a wonderful life and live to, like, 20-something. And you're just like, oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, I've had a few as well that have been for friends of mine, so I've known the dogs personally.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, oh. And now I've got to let you go, but I know you.
Yeah.
I have also tried to swap portrait for dogs, but no one's ever taken anything from the offer. I don't know why nobody's taken me up on the offer, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's a funny way of payment.
Yeah. Gotta try.
Yes.
Falling in love with
portrait dogs. For a pet.
Yeah. I've fallen in love with your dog, so.
I think I've got the most I've ever done is 7 dogs on a page.
Oh, wow.
But actually coming up, I've got 8 cats on a page to do.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be
our big piece as well.
That's the biggest I do.
Yeah.
So, but no one's actually ever commissioned it before now.
Oh,
so okay. I'm very... very, very excited to do that many.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the size of that one then? What should we get?
A2.
A2, yeah.
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 They're basically all A5 sizes.
Yeah. I do a lot on A2, actually. It's funny.
I think because it's a really nice size to have, especially if you've got a nice big house.
Yeah.
It's a nice, like you know, above a fireplace kind of size.
A big statement piece.
Yeah. Remember the first time.
I've got a horse coming up on A2.
Oh, yeah.
Just the one horse.
Oh, nice. So
it's going to be really nice doing all that detail, but I'm also dreading doing that neck at A2 size because I find Harper's necks are the one things that just, they never seem to end.
Oh, really?
I feel like I've done hours and hours on a horse's neck and it just always seems like never ending.
I guess because it's just so big and shiny, aren't they? You've got a lot to do on it. It's like deceiving.
Yeah. But it'll be a really fun piece. That's not fun for those. I haven't got that drawn out yet.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'd really like to do, I've not had anyone do it yet, but I'd really like to do one dog on A2.
Because
I've just been like a massive dog head. Just the
yes.
head staring down at you at A2 would be awesome, but hopefully one day.
Oh, it is good. I've done a schnauzer at A2.
Yeah.
So it's like the full face and the front paws because he was like, you know, facing that way.
Yeah.
It was really nice angle, actually. And that was at A2, and it definitely felt like, and it was all grey, it was a grey schnauzer, grey and white.
Yeah.
So it was quite a challenging one at that scale to do.
Yeah.
It was all grey and white, but really fun one, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to do it. I've done, I do like 14 by, is it 14 by 16? I've done one that size, that's okay. The biggest of individual, but I've not done one that, just one dog at A2. So I do keep saying I'll draw my own dog at that size, but I've just not got around to drawing him.
Yeah, it's just it's finding the time.
I need to book in a portrait for myself.
Yes. It's the only way you'll get around to doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I think sometimes too. It's like, okay, nope, that one. I'm just drawing this something for myself that week. But it never
I just can't bring myself to draw him. I don't know what it is. I'm just, I get in my own head about drawing him because it's my dog.
Yeah.
And then I just, I think I just taught myself out of it so much.
Is it because you feel like you sort of know him too well?
Yeah, I know him too well. And also, like, I know it won't happen and this is me talking to myself and getting in my head. But I feel like because it's my dog, people are going to judge me on my artwork of my own dogs, you know, like drawing my own dog is like the standard, and I get too overwhelmed and then I can't draw. And I'm like, and then at the end of the day I'm like, nobody cares, like you know, they're gonna love it whatever. But
and also you don't have to show anybody if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's
you can just start it and just see how it goes without telling anybody that you have.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'll end up doing is I'll just draw him and then all of a sudden there'll be a finished piece eventually. I've got an idea in my head of like what I want to do. I've got the photos. It's just, having the time and then actually getting started and not listening to the brain.
Yes, true. I find it very hard to draw people I know.
Yeah.
Because my memory takes over and I stop looking at the reference photo.
Yeah.
And also it's very hard to get that likeness with people anyway, let alone someone you know.
that's why I don't draw people. I just the pressure is too much for me.
Would you try?
I used to years ago.
Oh yeah.
But I just didn't enjoy it. Because I do get in my own head and I'm so critical of myself. Like I just find that no matter what I'm doing, I'm just in my own head about them. And I find with like people that the pressure of like not messing up because one little shadow out of place and you've got a different person. It's just
yeah, no, definitely. That's what erasers were made for. Yeah. People portraits.
Yeah. No, I'll like other people that do people portraits, they can have them all.
My problem is I never say no to any commission, like that's especially one that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I've done children and people with their horses and people with their dogs, and every one of them has been tricky, but I also love them. They're like they're one of my favourites as well.
Yeah.
Especially when it just works.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think maybe one day I'll give it another go, but
we should. I think you'd really like it. You might surprise yourself.
Right, yeah. Maybe I'll buy the human practice book.
Yeah, give it a go. Warm up.
Yeah.
Warm up to be doing a full face. Just do little features first.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know what else to do with my drawing now. I feel like it's going a bit too muddy and outliney. I can't seem to blend it enough.
It's been a tricky one, as this one.
Yours is looking good.
It's good in there. I reckon, like, as I say, maybe if I just kept going on it for another half hour or so, I might get it where I want it. I think it's hard because we've got, like, on the ends, it's dark here, but then it kind of looks like we've drawn in a real harsh outline.
Yeah.
With these like, dark lines, and then it's a weird one.
I haven't actually used any browns. Let me just quickly use a little bit. I think that's what I'm missing. It's also this paper too. It takes so many layers to start looking right. Yeah. I've made it very tricky for myself.
Yeah.
White feathers I've never done before. Pastel mat I've never really used before. Do everything new and go in 1 hour.
No, I couldn't do that. I stick to what I know. It has been a tricky one, though. Trickier than I thought it was going to be. Like, obviously, white fur can be tricky anyway, or white feather. But this was definitely trickier than I expected it to be when I first looked at the page.
Yeah. Next time we'll have to do something. Or maybe we should just go for something else really scary. let's go for a reptile next time and just give it a go.
Or the shiny duck.
Yeah, exactly. Dive into the deep end.
Yeah. Why make it easy for ourselves?
Yeah. Who cares if it looks rubbish? Just a bit of fun anyway.
It is. It is indeed.
So no pressure, relaxing time.
Yeah. Oh.
Even though it's a time pressure, chatting, relaxing time.
No, it's worked out all right. It'll get there. Maybe.
I'm worried I'll ruin it now. I think it's sort of at an okay stage. I've got to an okay stage. Yeah. The phone is definitely making it look more outliney than it is. It doesn't actually look like that on this page.
Yeah, it might be looking very yellow on my phone, so yeah. It's definitely not quite yellow.
So everyone, just pretend that it looks better than it does.
We are professional artists.
Yeah, yeah. I promise. Yeah. But it does look better, trust us. It's all the phone's fault. The camera's wrong.
Oh dear. I don't know. I'm quite happy. It looks semi like the photo, so.
Yes.
So.
I think I've got my cools are too cool. I think that might be my issue.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to go too warm.
Yeah. It's a really tricky one, this photo, because there's the cools and the warms, and it's trying to get that balance.
Yeah, because if you go too warm, then it will just look like it's covered in dirt.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be a beautiful white fluffy swan feather.
Yeah, it's definitely a tricky one.
Right, I think I'm going to stop there. I think it looks all right.
Yeah.
Considering it's also free-handed, I think I did quite well.
Yeah, definitely.
And you did. I love yours.
It's got somewhere with it, I have.
Yeah. I like how mine is a lot cooler and yours is a lot warmer. We've both gone like opposite ends of the colour spectrum here.
Yeah.
And I don't think I went too dark now that I've brought everything in. I think
It only looked too dark at the beginning because you hadn't got the rest of the shapes in.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to trust the process. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for joining me. It's been wonderful again.
It has. Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed it. And thank you so much, everybody who's joined us on this live. If you want to get this book, it's called The Learn My Craft, British Wildlife Practice Journal, British Wildlife Edition. You can get it on Amazon or learnmycraft.com. And if you want to watch this live back and any other lives, you can go to learnmycraft.com. So thank you, Lorna, and have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I'll try later. Bye.
Yes. If you've enjoyed listening, remember you can watch this podcast with video and no ads at learnmycraft.com, where you'll also find animal art practice journals, books, and tutorials to get you started. Hit subscribe and follow the podcast, and we'll see you next time.